Hey, do you remember the story about Jesus when he was with all these people on a hill and they were hungry? That Jesus fed them all. Do you remember that story? We sometimes call the story the feeding of the 5,000. You remember it? Kinda?
Yeah,
well, that was it. When Jesus was there, he didn't have any food to feed everybody, obviously, because that was a lot of people. Actually, maybe as many as 15,000 people were there. You know how many 15,000 people are, right? I mean, that's a lot of people. And they were all very hungry. And so the disciples came to him and said, you know what? We just don't know what to do. And Jesus said, just have the people sit down. And he took the bread, the lunch of a small boy there. And Jesus blessed that food and fed everybody from that bag lunch. You know what? They wanted to make Jesus king because he was able to do such amazing things. For one thing, he cured the hunger problem. And so they thought that's really the work of a king. If you were king of the world, what would you feed people that were hungry? Well, while you think about that, I have some samples.
Bread?
Yes, okay, you'd feed them bread. What kind of bread? Peanut butter and jelly? No, you wouldn't. Now, maybe you're Italian, and you'd give people Italian bread. You think? Italian bread you could use? All right, that would be a choice. You know, or perhaps you're on the other side of the Mediterranean, you may want to give people French bread. You think? French bread? Jesus would have given French bread to people? Don't agree with me when you don't agree, okay? Because that's just not right. No, no, Pastor Kevin, that's totally crazy. Or how about the king of the universe, Jesus? Would he have given out bagels? Do you think? No? He could. Thank you. Thank you. Work with me. And this is a cinnamon raisin bagel, one of my personal favorites. Or perhaps he'd give out pita bread. Now, I think that really aligns with Mediterranean cuisine, don't you think? Pita bread? Do you ever eat sandwiches on a pita? Do you know what pita is? Yeah, it's good. This is very nourishing. Okay, this is good. But because Jesus was the king of the world, and if you were king of the world, what kind of bread would you give? I think you'd give King's Hawaiian bread. Because what else would a king give, right? King's Hawaiian. Have you eaten King's Hawaiian bread? Well, you're going to do some fun things with this bread with Miss Lorraine after we're done today. But I want you to think about all the things that you need in your life. I think Jesus is able to provide what you need. Now, notice I didn't say all the things that you want in your life. Because I know that list is pretty long, probably. And it's not that we don't get what we want. We sometimes do. But Jesus does know what Mariah needs. And he is able, because he's king of the universe, he's able to provide for you whether you need raisin bread or French bread or Italian bread, hot dog rolls or whatever, muffins, or even King's Hawaiian bread. Jesus knows exactly what you need when you need it if we just call upon him. Because Jesus said of himself, he said, I am the bread of life. And if you eat of me, meaning we read God's word, we pay attention to what Jesus does, he says you'll never grow hungry on your insides, in your spirit. So though our physical tummy can be hungry from time to time, and we're grateful that we don't suffer from hunger, but Jesus also provides to feed us on the inside as we read God's word, because he is the bread of life. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that all of us have needs. We call out to you. Please meet our needs. And we're so grateful that we are people who can say, you have met our needs. And Lord, we ask that you would bless Mariah and other children in our area. So many children in our region go hungry every night. We thank you for the things that we do through our deacons and through our ministries that help alleviate hunger, provide encouragement to families and homes. Lord, we thank you that you've given us resources that others might be fed. And we thank you that you are the king of the universe and you have promised to care for us, being with us. And we pray in your name. Amen.